Well, Jed, it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. It's been many months. I think it's been 6 months.
And I was able to wake from my slumber and see that pitchers and catchers are in camp. Things are happening. Players reported this weekend. And it looks like we're getting ready to play ball next week.
Yes. And like a terrible sexually transmitted disease, we have returned unwanted.
To our one listener.
Yes, our one listener. Welcome back. Congratulations on living through all that's happened in the last 6 months.
Okay. Right. I think we're ready to get this thing going.
Let's talk about some baseball.
Baseball.
Hey, first of all, hey, how about that World Series?
Yeah, how about that? It was pretty exciting.
That was maybe the best World Series of all time, or I mean, certainly one of the most thrilling. Game 7, extra innings.
Yeah, it didn't get any better than that. As a fan who didn't have a horse in the race, to me, it was pure bliss. And that was funny because I was on Facebook with a bunch of people who were also watching the game, and several of them were Cubs fans and in agony. And I was rooting for extra innings. And then the rain delay came, and it was like, wow, this is just getting better and better. The tension is mounting.
Oh, it's fantastic baseball. It's fantastic theater. And what a way for the Cubs to finally put an end to their, I don't want to say curse, because that always sounds hokey or whatever. But, like, that's a long time without a World Series.
It was. And now the mantle has been handed over to the Indians, and they can hopefully turn things around. I think it's going to be tough for them to get back all the way to the World Series. They kind of had a feeling of they were much better than the Rockies were back in, what was it, 2000?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Red Sox were a better team. I think that statistically the Red Sox were a better team. But, you know, a couple of breaks here and there, and all of a sudden the Red Sox were not the best team. The Indians were.
Yeah, that ended pretty quick.
You know, it all came down to me, and I remember watching Rick Porcello. He threw strike three, a curveball to, I think, Roberto Perez was his name.
Mm-hmm.
And the umpire called it a ball. All the statistical gadgetry shows that it's a strike. And Porcello just lost his mind, which sometimes athletes do. They just get totally off. And then he just gave up all those home runs, and then that game was over, and then that was basically the end of the series. But, you know, we're not here to talk about the past, John.
We're all about what's next. Yeah, we could talk about the history of baseball, but Ken Burns has already done it, so let's move on.
But also, maybe we should explain why we've been gone for 6 months. I moved to New York. I remember we were going to do a podcast in August, and I forgot the charger for my laptop. It took me 6 months to find a charger for my laptop. No, that's a little joke for people who like humor. Stuff just came up.
Yes, it was a lot of stuff because I do remember you were going. The last time I spoke to you, you said you were going on a fact finding trip to New York. And then the next thing I knew, about 3 weeks later, you're like, I'm moving to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was.
And so now we're bi-coastal, which is very sexy.
It is.
Like, you're on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. This is very good. This is very, like, you know, of course, we're not really in the middle America, so we don't really have that represented. But, you know, maybe with the current climate, that might be the safest thing anyway.
Yes, I think so. Because, you know, the only real things going on in the U.S., as we all know, happen on the coasts.
That's true. That's true.
Hopefully that our one listener is not a conservative, because we may have just lost our sole audience.
I'm mostly conservative, though. I think I probably lean more right than left. I mean, just off right. but not so far right that someone would go like, oh, look at that guy, he's a conservative. So I don't know.
Not
is that
an
what
extremist.
A conservative sound like? Or
yeah, yeah. I would, you know, there's a difference. This is not a political podcast, but real quick comment. There's a difference between people who are conservative, and I am probably more fiscally conservative and socially liberal. But there are loons on both sides of the party, and unfortunately the loons have hijacked the.
Well, two of them ran for the president this year. Hey-o! Do we have a drum roll sound effect? Katunta.
Yeah, right. let's leave politics to the politicians and
Facebook. Obviously, that's a big part of America right now, but I don't think it has to do with what we're talking about. So,
I wonder if Trump will throw out a first pitch at a Nationals game.
I, you know, honestly, I don't wonder that. I wonder a lot of other things.
Yeah, that's probably not a priority for anybody right now to be thinking about what he's going to do when baseball season starts. I think getting to baseball season will be a very important marker in the history of the United States this year.
Yeah, so let's get into it. Let's talk about baseball stuff.
Yeah. So what do we got up first?
All right, first thing I want to talk about is Alex Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals pitcher, young phenom. I think this guy had I don't want to say it was a stupid drug suspension, but it was pot. And like, really, 50 games, but he's a minor leaguer, so only minor leaguers get suspended for that. But anyway, so he had that last year, came back, looked like he was going to be sort of like the next hot young pitcher. Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. And he was the top-rated pitcher.
Yeah.
Also expected to be...
Of the other guys there, Giolito and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And he was expected to be a starter, you know.
Yeah.
He was penciled in and was going to be a big part of the resurgence of the Cardinals after missing...
The wild card hopeful.
Yeah. So, after 5 years in a row of being in the playoffs, it was a disappointing fall in St. Louis.
Wait, did they not make the playoffs last year?
No, first time.
Oh, wow.
First time in 5 years after five straight trips.
I mentioned I moved to New York. It's been busy.
Yeah. We're well aware. We're expecting, you know, you knew who won the election. You knew the Cubs won the World Series.
I got the touchstones.
Okay, good. You know who won the Super Bowl, right? You're tuned
in. Oh, I know. I know. That was also another, like, the most incredible comeback in the history of, oh my gosh.
Well, if you think about it, too, you've had in basketball, baseball, and football, incredible comebacks.
Right, because the Cavs were down 3-1.
Right, the Cubs were down 3-1.
Cubs were down 3-1, and the Patriots
were down 15-1. 15-1 in baseball terms.
15-1. Yeah.
If that was a baseball game, they would have been they would have needed two touchdowns to win the baseball game, and they that was just incredible.
You know why? Because you can't score touchdowns in baseball.
That's true. But my thing is that I think the Falcons lost that game because any other team playing the Patriots any team knows that if you get a team down like that, you got to step on their throat and finish the game, finish the deal. And they just didn't do it. They protected the lead, and you can't do that. Any team that protects the lead late in the game where the prevent defense loses. And then you have they just were not as aggressive in the first half, but Brady's Brady and, you know, they did amazing things and it made for
I think it was
really
a combination of
game.
Both. I think towards the end of the game, the Falcons should have run the ball a little bit more and stopped trying to get cute with the passing game. But hey, you know what? They didn't, and they lost, and maybe next year they won't do the same thing. But you know what? That's
football.
We're talking football. Let's talk
about
baseball.
Talk about hockey for a little bit.
Is that still happening? Yeah. So Alex Reyes, anyway, it's kind of a bummer, but, you know, wow, I just thought of a really inappropriate joke referencing another Cardinals player who had a bad offseason a couple of years ago. Anyway, email me if you want to find out how terrible that is.
Okay.
All right, on to the next thing.
Oh, I'm looking at my wrong. I have the totally wrong file up. So, sorry about that.
This is going to talk about is this the one that says the Cubs are going to the playoffs?
No, it was a file for a business call that I had this morning. I'm looking at the notes. I'm like, that's not right for this.
Well, people definitely don't want to hear about that.
Not at all. Okay.
All right. So next up is I call this out with the new, in with the old. Because Alex Reyes is out and Eric Gagne is making a comeback.
This is a great story.
You got to figure he's got all the best steroid suppliers, right?
Right. Because we know he was highly connected.
Highly
the Mitchell
connected.
Report.
But I will tell you, look, I'm opposed to people cheating. But the Eric Gagne changeup, the Bugs Bunny changeup that he was throwing when he was juicing, or maybe he wasn't, I don't know, probably was. One of the most incredible pitches I've ever seen in my life. And I lived in L.A., I can say that now that I'm in New York. I lived in L.A. while that was happening, and people went bananas for this guy and that crazy changeup where he saved, whatever, like 80 games in a row.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of like Fernando Mania 2.
Yeah.
He was, the talk of the town. Everybody wore those crazy T-shirts with the glasses and
The glasses and that goatee thing on his face.
Yeah.
And his jersey's all loose and he's a little overweight.
Have you seen pictures of him? He looks great.
Oh.
He does not look like he... I think he's 41, 42, something like that. But I was reading some copy in preparation for the show because I'm just not a walking encyclopedia of all things Eric Gagne. And he was saying that, you know, the last 8 years off has been good for him. He feels fresh, and people who have seen him throw, and even one of the minor leaguers who caught him said that his accuracy is, Kenny Jansen even said his accuracy is pinpoint. He's moving the ball around the zone. The curveball's hitting. He used to throw mid-90s. Now he's, I think, clocking out in 90, 91, which is pretty darn good for someone who hasn't pitched in 8 years.
Well, it's better than Greg Holland, who signed a 2-year deal with the Rockies mm-hmm. off of an injury. So, you know, it could happen.
And he's a
relievers
a
are like roving... the new black. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's got to have all their relievers.
He's
now
a roving instructor right now. And for the Dodgers, and going to take off for the World Baseball Classic to pitch for Canada. But we'll talk about that in a little bit, too. But I thought one of the things here, too, there's a quote from him. He says, it said that he started spring training more seriously and had hit 96 on a radar gun during a workout last August, which is, again.
But
impressive.
Is that kilometers per hour because he's
could,
Canadian?
Could be. He says, but I'm not
that's
going
not
to.
Very
says,
good.
But this is a quote from him. He says, but I'm not going to be there. That would be topping out with adrenaline. That was the first time. So I'm probably going to be sitting 90 to 92. My changeup is better. My curveball is better. More consistency. I can spot it in and out better. I've gotten smarter. I've learned how to pitch at 90. Pitching at 90, 95 is a lot different. Or 95, 96 is a lot different. You can get away with a lot more stuff. So this is...
Wait, is this research thing? Is this going to be like your new thing now or...
Oh, I do this like, all the time. I just was really impressed with this.
Should I be prepared? That's what I'm thinking. The whole time you were talking, I just kept thinking, like, I don't know any of this. I just know Eric Gagne's coming back.
You send me smoke signals with what we're going to talk about, so I have very little time to kind of figure out what I, you know, to be somewhat prepared for the conversation.
Fair enough.
So let's move on to another part two of the comebacks.
What's this one, the Jeter story?
No. De La Rosa.
Oh, okay, we'll get to the Jeter's not doing a comeback.
No, he's not. I think our fan Jeter's just fell out of her chair. She's just like, Jeter's coming back?
Yeah, so the Diamondbacks signed lefty Jorge De La Rosa. Now, the reason why I put this on the list is because why does this guy have to wait until like a week ago to get a deal? This is a good pitcher. This is a good pitcher who has pitched in Coors Field for his entire career and has not been knocked around that bad in Coors Field. They signed for like $2 million. Good for the Diamondbacks. That poop show that they had going on there with Dave Stewart and Tony La Russa, get those guys out of town. They ruined their farm system. They ruined their team. And now they've got, you know, this is a nice move. De La Rosa is a good pickup.
He's a good pickup, although he did have an off year last year, 8-9 with a 5.51 ERA. But
the underlying numbers are good.
Yeah. But, you know, he'll fit right in because the D-backs had the worst ERA in baseball last year at 5.09. So
this is also like it can't get any worse. No, why not?
It's amazing that you can slot somebody in this day and age who's a ERA and other metrics on the north side of good, and they're still going to make $2-3 million. It's good work. I'm thinking about coming back.
Hey. I'd do it even close. No wonder Gagne is coming back.
I'll take
back.
The He's minimum.
Like, he can make, right? What is it, 500 grand?
Oh,
that's
okay. Yeah, it's up. It's in the, I think it's crawling up towards six, though. It's been going, obviously.
Good for those guys.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
I think we have the Carlos Sanchez.
This is the White Sox thing?
A funny story.
What's his name?
The name guy, change?
The guy changed his name to Yolmer. And it's the first Yolmer in baseball history and probably world history.
I think
potentially Yolmer.
And it's one of those things when I first saw it, I was like, what? Is this some sort of a joke? But that's his real name. His first name is he has choices because his full name is Yolmer Carlos Javier Sanchez Yanez. So he could pick any one of them, I think.
I hope next year he changes it again.
Yeah, so he could just play cheap. Yeah, so he's like you said, the only player. So you do a search on Yolmer in MLB Reference, and he's the only Yolmer.
Hey, you know, I understand. You know, 15 years ago, there weren't any Jeds in baseball. Now there's a couple. There's a couple front office people named Jed. You got some players named Jed. I'm okay with it. I like it. I like it. I think there should be more Yolmers.
YOLO Yolmer. You only live once, Yolmer. So he's going for it. He's going for the gusto with.
But Yolmer, I mean, would be you only live mucho extravaganza Rico. I don't know.
What's the short? Yo?
Probably
Yali.
Right?
Yolmi?
Yeah, they probably, because the L and M kind of bleed together. We'll call him Yo from now on.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to WBC talk.
Yeah.
So, do you get excited about it?
No one's really that excited about this, but it's always kind of cool.
I get overly. It's cool because it's a diversion, and I really think that it's hardcore fans get into it, especially the Latin American countries really, really get into it.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing for the sport, you know, globalization, blah, blah, blah. But I think Americans find it very hard to get into it for whatever reason.
And I think part of it, too, that it seems disruptive in where it's coming. I think it would be ideal if, with football and the Super Bowl, you have the Pro Bowl game is the week in between. And if you're in the Super Bowl, you're still named to the team if you were selected, but you don't have to play because you're on to bigger and better things. But it would be awesome for baseball to continue the baseball season by having the World Baseball Classic follows the week after the World Series, and the two teams that participate in the World Series don't have to have any representation, you know, obviously the player's choice, but if you're worried about, extending your season too far, but I would think that players would want to continue playing at the end of the season versus starting up, you know, in the beginning of a season.
Oh, I thought you meant versus like going home and crying into their pillows because they're not in the World
Series.
But
to me as a fan, I would like to know that after the World Series is over, that there's another series starting.
Isn't there weather problems though? I think that's the problem with that. The big problem with this whole thing is the weather, right?
Domes. Play them indoors.
I'm in. What's next?
Let's see. We have some rule changes, and one of them was just announced today. But the big one was the runner on second base thing for start of extra innings.
Oh, right. This is the they're going to do this in the minor leagues. Is that right?
Yeah, starting it out in the
minor
leagues.
It in the minor leagues. Like, who cares who wins those games? I don't care how they end them.
Yeah, but do you want that? I mean,
oh God, not at all. For real games, pro, like Major League Baseball games? No way.
And to me,
runner
it's...
Runner on second? Come on.
It's like
a ghost runner? I got a ghost runner on second.
We're grasping at straws when we're looking for ways to shorten games by doing something like that, because there's a lot of other ways that they can improve the speed of the game, and that's...
Yeah, no one cares about extra inning games.
There's
that's
like
fun.
10% of the games go into extra innings. So
no,
for
one,
the home,
no one cares about that.
If you're you have a season ticket holder, 8 of the 80 games you're going to are going to potentially be extra inning games.
Yeah. And look, let's be honest. If you're a season ticket holder, you're probably, for half of those you left early anyway, and the other quarter, like you're drunk out of your mind.
Or you give them away, or you forgot to go.
Yeah,
and,
like, let's be real.
Right.
You can't change... You that can't change, change baseball into
everything.
Soccer, okay?
It
no
changes.
One, look,
yeah, I agree.
This is
completely.
Why Americans will never commit to soccer. Is this penalty kicks thing? Is it, no.
The worst.
Just
the worst.
No.
Let's
we play until someone has
won
the game.
Game. Right. I agree with that.
Even if it means bringing in whatever, the pinch hitter right fielder to pitch an inning and get blasted. That's part of the game.
That's fun. I mean, I think
people love that stuff. It's weird baseball. Like
right.
It's,
when you have the, the 40-year-old bullpen catcher come in and throw up some Ephus pitches and get raked. Fans are into it when something
like
that happens.
I want more of this.
That would be fun.
Not less of this.
Now,
up the game itself. Keep the batters in the batter's box, whatever. Cut down the commercial breaks. I don't care. Don't add this weird stuff. Extra innings are awesome.
The one thing that they announced today that they're going to talk to the Players Association to have it implemented this year and before the games start in earnest with spring training is the intentional walk not being four pitches. It's just a single from the dugout, go to first base. That makes sense to me.
It's beer league softball rules.
Yeah, it's just way.
I used to play softball on the weekend, and oh man, there is nothing that drives like weekend softball guys crazier than intentionally walking them.
Right.
There's because they're all there just to have fun, right? But I'm there to win.
Right.
And what I'll do is I'll walk guys, and in slow pitch softball, you just say, "Yeah, take your base." You just say, "I walk this guy."
I can see you, you know, doing the signs with your cap and touching the, you know, like you're really into it. And these other guys are like, "Where's the beer?"
Yes, exactly. Beer wasn't allowed, though I won't say that there was no beer.
It was in the glove. So that to me, again, that is a no-brainer type of thing. That doesn't change the integrity of the game. I mean, having a runner out in second changes statistics. You know,
if there's a runner on second, you bunt him over to third and you try to hit a sac fly for two outs. That's what you do.
Right.
That's what the game becomes in extra innings. No one wants
And that. I think they'll probably move the extra point back 15 yards, too, just to... for shits and giggles in baseball.
Like just another 15 yards.
Yeah, just why not? So, yeah, I like the intentional walk thing. That'll be cool. But that's only that they said that will shorten a game by 1 minute every time they wave somebody down.
Yeah.
That's not.
It won't make that much of a difference.
Yeah.
The pitch clock I'm interested in, they've been using that in the minor leagues.
Right.
And I think they're going to bring that up, but the Players Association is not too excited about it. Especially because the Players Association has been weakening itself, what with its multi-millions. It's become sort of the middle class is getting screwed out of money. But whatever, that's another conversation for another time.
We'll save that one for later.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can talk about Derek Jeter.
So Derek and Hannah Jeter, they're going to have a baby daughter.
That's fantastic. And it was kind of cool awesome. The way they announced it, too.
Oh,
it was on the Players Tribune. She wrote an article, just the Derek I know, and then like three quarters of the way through the article, she mentioned that they were having a child, which was kind of like, wow, that would be the lead, wouldn't it?
That is what they call burying the lead on that one. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably a first-time writer.
I'm sure some other people looked at it too.
I'm sure. So but good for them. I mean, as a Red Sox fan, as much as I don't like the Yankees, Derek Jeter is just beyond reproach, bow-legged though he may be, statuesque on defense though he may have become. Great guy, great player, Hall of Famer.
First ballot Hall of Famer, unanimous?
Yes. No, not unanimous. Too many old guys still around who are like, well, if Babe Ruth didn't get in, he's...
Okay, now we're going to move on to you wanted to tackle the preseason previews. I'm assuming you're going to want to do one per podcast as we head into the season.
Yeah, remember last year I wrote all those previews and it was like with and
that was
awful.
A lot of work.
It was so much more work than I ever could have imagined. So this time we'll just go over like each division and just kind of talk about it a little bit and then move on with whatever else.
So I was surprised by your, do you want to just run through your list first? Who you think is going to finish?
The projections?
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the projections from Fangraphs. Plug for them because I'm working with them, but Fangraphs.com for all of your baseball statistics needs and also cool stuff from Jed Rigney every now and then. Okay. Right, so this is what they have. They've run the numbers, and they've got the Astros with 91 wins, Angels with 83, Mariners with 83, Rangers with 83, and Athletics with 78. And so basically what that means is everyone in the division has a chance to make the playoffs by those numbers, because 78 could easily be 84.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at the Rangers last year. That was not a very good team, and they had a lot of one-run wins, you know, lucky breaks here and there. All of a sudden, best record in baseball, get to the playoffs. We see how they weren't really that great. But yeah, so it's a good division, right? There's no like real terrible team. There's no Twins or there's no Padres in there. And the Astros do look like the best team. I think their pitching staff is a little light.
Mm-hmm.
But their bullpen is solid. Their offense is probably the best in baseball. Probably. And
they're young.
And they're young. And old. They got a couple oldies in there. They got Beltran.
Yeah, that's true. And J.J. Redick. I'm going basketball here.
Don't do it.
Yeah, oh, that's right. They picked up McCann, too.
Yeah, McCann. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good team. And, you know, I thought they were going to win last year. They didn't. The Rangers did. But I think they're a better team.
They had a horrible start last year.
Yes.
But
pitching, starting pitching. Like, who is it going to be? Is it really going to be Colin McHugh and, you know, Lance McCullers? Like, is that really enough?
Yeah. You have their projected five or Keuchel, McHugh, Fiers, McCullers, and Morton. Charlie Morton. Really?
I'm not super excited about that.
Yeah.
You know what this team should do is go frickin' get Carlos. Carlos. So racist of me. Jose Quintana from the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
They got prospects. The Astros have prospects. Who cares?
Well, I know that they were working pretty hard during the offseason.
Not hard enough, John.
Not hard enough. They got there's a couple of things that they were in on that they did not convert. But there's still room for some trades, I think.
Yeah.
What has happened in the last few years in particular is when there's been injuries in spring training, there's been some deals made. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. The one team that I was surprised to see in that projection was the Angels that high.
Yes,
That's
a thing.
That to me, I think the A's and Angels battle for the cellar.
The thing is, though, like, look, I agree with you, but the projection systems, which are obviously not infallible, almost all of them have the Angels having a pretty good team. It's so weird. They probably don't.
Ricky Nolasco is their number three pitcher.
Look, man, I don't agree with this.
Jesse Chavez is their number five pitcher.
It's crazy.
It's not happening.
It's crazy. But they have, you know, a decent outfield, right? You have the best baseball. You got the best player in baseball in center. And
I was going to say they picked up Mookie Betts.
he's in the top 10, but Trout's just incredible. Calhoun is very good. Right. Especially, you know, by wins above replacement, he's very good. And then, you know, who's it? Cameron Maben and
I love their left-handed guy. Ben Revere.
Yeah, that's a solid.
And Dustin Ackley. That's that left field. It could be a good. It could be a good team. But the pitching is really what matters most. And they have the potential to be. Have an amazing bullpen with Andrew Bailey if he ever returns to form. And he's looked good a couple of times during his 2-year journey back. And Bedrosian and Houston Street, those, if they can get, I mean, they could, you know, do the blueprint. We'll never see a full season of five innings from a starting pitcher and then turn it over to the bullpen like we did in the playoffs. But when you have a deep bullpen like that you can get. You know, the Yankees proved it. Cubs proved it. The Red Sox or the Indians definitely proved it too. Is that you can strong bullpens are, you know, kind of, it's interesting because we're seeing a little bit of a shift towards that now. The closer is not the dominant player.
That's what I'm saying. Relievers are the new black,
right,
man.
They are.
It's awesome. But my guess, if I had to just looking at this, I see Astros, Mariners, Rangers, Angels, Athletics.
Yeah, I would.
And I think the Mariners have a very good shot at the wild card. I don't want to say they have a good shot at the division lead, division title, except that they're all close enough that, you know, a few breaks here and there.
Yeah, where they improve tremendously is on speed and the ability. They're going to, with Dyson and Segura, they're going to score. So they have Leonis Martin, Jared Dyson, and Gene Segura now in they're going to set the table for
and watch out for Mitch Haniger
I'm a big fan
of Mitch Haniger,
and he will most likely be the everyday right fielder,
and that's going to be good for the pitchers. All the pitchers, you'll see slight improvement because he's going to be out there chasing
and that's
down
that
balls.
That should benefit everybody. I mean, if Hernandez comes back, Felix comes back and has a he's never going to be a Felix from 10 years ago. That's not going to happen. But if he can post, you know, 16 wins, Iwakuma 15 wins, Paxton can show finally. I mean, he looked great in the last 2 months. If he can convert that into a full season, Smiley picking up Smiley and Gallardo, innings eaters. Smiley could be good. Again, another one of those
He's got to get that home run problem under control, right? Because he's pitching up in the zone and he's giving up home runs.
But Seattle's
a
tough spot to hit home runs. So
is Tampa Bay. But look, I think he's going to do better there, but he has to stop giving up home runs. He was giving up home runs everywhere. It wasn't just like he was giving up home runs in Oakland, man.
They have a nice starting five. It could be a good starting five, but I think
it doesn't have an ace. Except Paxton could be an
ace. Could be. I mean, his curveball when he is on is a devastating pitch.
It's in there. He's got it in there. He's got ace in
he
there.
He does. So I think that takes us through the whole list. Yeah.
And for the record, I feel bad for the Athletics. I'm a big fan of Billy Bean and his work, but that team is just a mess.
Yeah, when Sonny Gray went from being one of the best pitchers in baseball to, does anybody want Sonny Gray? Anyone?
Yeah.
They all
started with that Josh Donaldson trade, mm-hmm. right? Like they were like, well, we got to trade him before his value craters. Right. And it's just like, whoops, best third baseman in baseball or second best. Like he's incredible.
He's great.
And they got almost nothing for him. It's rough.
And they also gave up shortstop Addison Russell.
Yeah.
For a rental of Lester.
Exactly. And then Lester went out and had one of those worst playoff appearances. Anyway, I don't know. I have a couple of friends that are Athletics fans, and I'm just like, well, you guys won back in the 80s, so.
Well, I was an A's fan for the early part of my day, so I was a big fan during the 70s. They're in their 72, 3, and 4 World Series run, so. I have some trivia from back in the day and favorite players. Joe Rudy was my favorite baseball player. Eventually wound up playing for, or was almost traded to the Red Sox, but was part of that trade that was nixed by Bowie Kuhn because Finley was trying to get back at him for some. Hold it. I'm off on a tangent. Never mind. Sorry. There's not too many fans who are like, Bowie who?
Thus endeth the intermission.
So let's move on to the non-baseball.
Wake up, listener. Wake up.
Let's move on to the
we're still going.
The non-baseball part of the show. This is your sweet spot.
Oh, no. I want to do the starting nine.
Oh, I skipped right over
nine.
That. That was my bad.
That's all right. So we generally have a rule now, I think, of no politics, right? And we'll talk a little bit about that in the extra innings, but. For President's Day yesterday, or day before yesterday, or the day before, depending on when you listen to this, listener. President's Day, I want to do 9 players with presidential names, mainly because I was able to just recycle them from other starting nines that I've done.
Sounds good.
You ready?
I'm ready. Well, you might want to explain to the new listener.
Oh, right. You think the other, this is the new, a
new
listener
may wander into this podcast at some point.
I take a topic or a subject, and we come up with the best 9 names that have to do with that subject, the best 9 baseball player names. Almost always we will use active player names because it's harder and more interesting. All right, here we go. So very simple. John Adams, Matt Adams.
Okay.
Ian Kennedy, pitcher for the Royals, John F. Kennedy.
Good.
One of the greats, or maybe not. Depending on who you ask. And then there's Matt Bush from the Rangers. Mm-hmm. He covers the double Bush situation, which is almost a triple Bush if you're counting terms. But I'm not much into how politics is measured in that way. For James Madison, there's Madison Bumgarner. Abraham Almonte, Abraham Lincoln. I think we all are familiar with his work. Though, some research into him, not entirely an awesomely constitutional president. But fair enough.
Got things
all
done.
And got things done. So it's hard to argue. Certain things that were definitely beneficial to the nation. Let's go a little recent. These two I actually had to come up with. Clint Robinson. Oh, no, I did Clint Robinson before, right? Clinton. Mm-hmm. I remember some stupid joke about it. It was like Clint and Robin's son, Clinton. And that's for Bill Clinton. For all you listeners, not the other one who isn't a president and won't ever be. Even if you are still with her.
Pantsuit Nation, baby.
The next one is Josh Donaldson. That's for the Donald, the mm-hmm. big, the Prez, number 45. The current president of the United Sorry.
Still hard to
it's
say.
It's still pretty funny. It's still funny. You're fired. He was on TV. All right. Lance Lynn, Lyndon mm-hmm. B. Johnson, right? And then these are my two favorite recycles that I did. Melvin Upton for LBJ. I know we're doing Lyndon Johnson twice, but at least I'm not using Johnson, like Jim Johnson or whatever. Well, you know what I just did?
Just did.
Jim Johnson for okay. But LBJ and then BJ Upton, right? Melvin Upton used to be called BJ mm-hmm. Upton, so LBJ. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. It's not that great. I say it out loud, but in my head. Okay. But my favorite one, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Fernando Rodney, FDR. My favorite. I love it.
Okay. That'll work.
Technically, it's a rerun, but whatever. This is
free. Hey-o.
All right, let's go
extra
to extra innings.
The non-baseball portion of the broadcast.
Yeah, so I think as a general rule on this podcast, we're just going to stay away from politics. Like, obviously that stuff's really messed up, but there are also lots of other cool messed up stuff going on, and we want to make sure that that's getting addressed because everyone else has got the politics thing covered.
Everybody talks about politics on Facebook and social media, and so, you know.
Yes.
Let's keep politics in social media and out of
where it
and out of our podcast.
Let's keep politics in social media where people can be outraged far beyond anything that would be considered at all normal behavior. First topic.
Go.
Boogie Cousins traded from Sacramento to New Orleans.
Where'd that come
from? This is basketball,
people. Where'd that come from?
Here's the thing. He's one of the best players in the league, but has, like, whatever, attitude problem. Right. Maybe sort of. But he's in Sacramento, so it's hard to tell if you're on a terrible team. Is it really an attitude problem or is it just, hey, I don't like being on a terrible team? Probably has a little bit of an attitude thing. Right. But they didn't get like wait till the offseason and get a great trade for him. Like I remember they were talking about the Lakers trading their first round pick this last year and Julius Randle to Sacramento, like that might be mm-hmm. the trade. Like that's so much talent. And the, you know, I don't know what Vlade Divac is smoking. I mean, I assume it's unfiltered cigarettes, but what's in the cigarettes is the question. When he's making a move like this, I realize that sentence is a very, like, if you don't really know the NBA, the listener probably has no idea what
but
I'm saying.
The one thing that I heard about this and read about Divac's comment was we had a better offer last week.
That's a weird thing to admit to.
It is.
John.
So, and then his rationale was, well, if we didn't take this one, they would have only gotten worse as time went on.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like dating.
It just sounds like, you know, after 2 weeks ago, I think they said that, you know, he's here. We want him to sayonara. So it was more a matter of, I think, you know, he's complained for two or three seasons that,
yeah.
You know, whoever's coached him and the quality of the team. And
well, I don't think it's a secret that that organization is not run well.
No.
What's next?
I think we have – I don't know nothing about this, so you're the resident expert on Burger King being purchased by Popeyes or buying Popeyes.
Okay. First of all, I want to tell you something about Burger King. The last time I had a Burger King Whopper, it gave me an ingestion, okay? And here's the thing. In Canada – they don't have nearly as many weird things in their fast food as they do here in America. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. But Burger King is buying Popeyes. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think Popeyes is that great. But it's a big chain and they're being bought up. And I just think it's kind of funny to see Burger King buying up Popeyes. Though some people are calling it like a racist thing. But I think everything is now. So not surprising.
Okay, so is there, that's a thumbs down for you?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I don't really eat at either of those places. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not really sure why I put it on our list, John. I'm going to be completely honest.
Well, hopefully our listener will enjoy that one.
Well, hopefully our listener likes Burger King or Popeyes and isn't offended
well,
by the
hopefully they're into the next topic as well, The Bachelor, because I know nothing, have never seen an episode. It's all you.
Here's here's what I want to do. This is not just a Bachelor recap. This is a Bachelor recap. Uh-oh. There are way too many people doing recaps of The Bachelor, John. It's the freaking Bachelor. There are people in social media who are losing their minds over the encroaching Nazi movement in this country who also spend just as much time freaking out about The Bachelor. Do you understand how that might take away some of your credibility?
Just a tad.
It's the Bachelor. It's a TV show, people.
A scripted TV show.
It's made up. It's all scripted. Yeah. A little behind the curtain here. It's all scripted. And they edit everything to make it more interesting. These are all terribly boring people doing terribly boring things that are edited together to hook you and to make you distracted from what's really going on out there, which I'm not really sure what it is.
And I think some people would say that it's their refuge from the storm.
But is it a refuge? If it's making you worked up, if it's making you concerned, it's a TV show. And it's a terrible TV show. Also, as a writer, I'm offended.
And you're getting pretty frothed up yourself right now.
Reality television shows are the worst thing that's ever happened to. As a matter of fact, reality television shows is why we have Donald Trump. Literally why we have Donald Trump. I know people say that like, oh, that's why we have Donald Trump. If he did not have a reality show, we would not have a President Trump. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Look at the price you're paying, The Bachelor fans.
It's going.
All right, next, what's that?
Finally, it's the big weekend in Hollywood. Red carpet season. It ends with the Oscars.
Now, we'll say something about the Oscars. This year, I was not nominated,
aww,
which keeps my streak alive. My lifelong streak is intact. But this is another thing
I haven't out in the year.
You know what?
In order to be nominated.
I'll have you know I was
working.
Almost nominated for a BAFTA once, John.
It's exciting.
We weren't nominated, but we were submitted for consideration for nomination.
That's nice.
That's pretty cool,
and
right?
You got an official document.
No one cares. It was just an email.
That's good enough. Did you print it?
You
print it out and it's hanging on your wall?
No, John. Look, I'm a loser. I admit it, but I'm not that much of a loser.
What film was under consideration?
That was for Fools on the Hill. Yeah, it was very well received in England. Still, surprisingly, gets quite a few views in England. That's my film, Fools on the Hill, listener, but I think you probably already know about it, so you don't need to go watch it again, unless you want to, on Amazon Prime for free. Anyway, I don't really know who's up for the awards because I don't know what movies really came out because I've been doing all this MOVE stuff and I haven't really been paying attention, but I'm assuming someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. That's my Oscar recap.
That is a very insightful overview.
I think someone's going to dress amazing on the red carpet.
You haven't seen any of the movies?
Honestly, I haven't seen any of the movies.
No, you haven't seen La La Land?
Nope, I haven't seen any of the movies, John. This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm in the film industry. I haven't seen any of the movies. I've seen, like, what did I see? I saw the new Bourne movie.
Mm-hmm. That was a while ago.
But I don't think that was nominated
for
anything.
No, I don't think so. Maybe Sound Editing.
Rogue One? Is that nominated for anything?
A couple of technical awards, too.
Okay, so I have seen one, but the rest I haven't seen.
And you're all in on them winning?
the technical awards? Yes, why not? That's my favorite film of all the ones that are nominated. It's the only one I've seen. It's a very good film, by the way.
It was.
If you're only going to see one movie, like it's like they used to say, if you're only going to see one movie, see this. Well, that I did, and it was good.
Well, there you have it, the Oscar recap. We'll follow up next week with an in-depth follow-up on how you did in your predictions. We'll see if Rogue One picks up one of those two technical awards.
Take it to the bank. Go online, go to sportsbook.com or thisisnotgamblingbutitsortofis.com or whatever, and you look it up under the Oscars, Technical Awards, Rogue One, book it.
Sounds like a good one. I'll have to watch it again.
Well, you don't have to. You just bet on it.
Oh, just bet. I'm just going to go. I'll just call my bookie right now. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run off to call my bookie, and I guess we'll talk next time.
Do it. All right, John. Good to talk to you. We'll talk soon.